Korean writer An Chung-yo has written a novel about a subject few Americans know much about, the Korean troops that fought in the Vietnam War. The Korean army was there at the request of the Americans. An Chung-yo served as a corporal in Vietnam. When he returned home, he wrote a column about the war for one of Korea's English newspapers. He also made his living translating Korean novels into English and translating American bestsellers into Korean. He recently translated his own novel, White Badge, into English, and it's just been published by Soho Press. He told me that he volunteered to go to Vietnam to fulfill his compulsory military duty. I asked him what he thought he would find once he got there.
It's a very strange feeling, but you know, when you are young, you think war is something romantic. And I think many young people have that kind of romanticizing ideas about war and, well, even something about death. And I thought I was getting into something very romantic and very heroic and something I could watch. That was my feeling.
Oh, that it would be like a big movie.
Oh, yes.
And how long did it take before you realized it wasn't going to be like a movie?
Well, about 2 months, when I saw the first four men die.
You've said that frequently the Koreans fighting in Vietnam weren't listed in the casualty list, that the Korean deaths weren't counted as part of the official figures. Do you know how that happened, why that happened?
Well, the Korean soldiers were very strange situation at the time. We were going to Vietnam to fight, well, in a way, for the Vietnamese, but actually for the Americans, because we were going there at the demand of the American government. So when the government decided to send the troops to Vietnam, the intellectuals objected to it, because it was like national mercenaries going to the war. And the government, at the time, it was the military government, and the government did not want any bad opinions and objections about the war. So they used to, even the newspapers, they used to report the winning stories all the time. And there was not, I don't remember any story reporting the Korean casualties or loss.
One of the characters in your novel is never able to adjust after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And is on the verge of suicide. Mm-hmm. Did you have a hard time adjusting yourself? It's been a problem I know a lot of American veterans faced when they came back.
No, not for me. I kept writing about the experience I had there, and I contributed my stories to the newspapers, Vietnamese papers, and I ran a column in a Korean newspaper, which is published in English. So maybe I got much consolation out of my writing.
Mm-hmm. Now, your new novel, White Badge, is the first novel by a Korean published by an American house.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a lifelong ambition of yours to be published in the States?
Oh, yes, of course.
Why?
It's very hard for a writer to answer why he writes, but I started writing in English while I was in college. So for 25 years, I wrote about 15 novels in English and collected a lot of rejection slips and then gave up. I got myself established as a writer in Korea, and then the old ambition, it just urged me to come to the States and try once more. So I tried, and this time it worked.
You've translated novels from English into Korean and from Korean into English.
Yes.
First of all, can you tell us some of the novels that we might know that you've translated from English into Korean?
The World According to Garp, Gone with the Wind, Thornburrs, and Roots. Well, there are so many others.
What gives you a lot of problems when you're working from English into Korean? I'm thinking, for instance, that there might be idioms, dialects, that don't easily translate. How do you handle that?
Well, I have my own ways, but I cannot explain it to you because you don't know Korean.
Good point.
And, for instance, the most difficult dialogues in the novels that for me to translate is the black people's dialogue. It is sometimes you cannot translate it grammatically, and in Korea there are certain ways I cannot explain, but there are very strange, but certain ways I can do that. Mm-hmm. I have I have been translating for almost 13 years, and if you work on something for 13 years, you get to know some tricks.
Now, the Korean War was fought while you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Did the war bring a lot of American culture into Korea?
I think that is the beginning when the American culture made its presence conspicuous in Korea, because so many Americans were there, and at the time, Koreans had almost nothing. And they were so suffering, and everything American looked so great to us when we were a child. And that is the beginning of a major influence of the American culture over the Korean culture. That's my personal opinion, but many people will agree with me.
Your main character in your novel, White Badge, like mm-hmm. you, grew up during the Korean War, and the character says that in wartime, soldiers and men and women and even children had to do things that they would not do in normal society. Mm. Were you and your family in that kind of position of doing extreme things during the war, or being forced to emigrate from where you lived during the war?
Yes, of course, we did certain things, that would be for us, we would feel too shameful, but we had to do that.
What kinds of things?
Well, picking garbage, for instance, and I don't want to elaborate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any censorship in Korea that writers are up against?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it is, they are rather free to speak and write about what they wanted to say and write, comparatively speaking. But until about 3 years ago, there was almost a total suppression of the expression by the writers, and the writers could not say anything bad about the government or the military. But now it is improving. The situation is improving, and the writers, many writers start to write about what they have not been able to say and write about.
When was your novel White Badge published in Korea? And was that during the period of censorship or after?
Yes, it was during the hard censorships. And it was first published in a magazine in 1983, and it was supposed to be carried in the magazine in four installments. And when it ran for two installments, the government closed down the magazine. And then 2 years later, it was published as a book, one volume. That was 1985. And in 1987, I came to the States to translate into English and get it published here.
What kind of reception has your book gotten in Korea?
In Korea? Since it was the first book about Vietnam, which nobody had been talking about, the critics, the only reaction I could tangibly see were the reviews by the literary critics. And they demanded much more from me, because they said, well, you've been to the war and you must know much more than this. But, they wanted some messages and some accusations and some some ideological things. But that was not the purpose for me to write the book. I wanted to write the human stories about the soldiers with whom I fought and went through the war. So, they probably demanded me more messages, because they wanted to, they needed somebody to say something about it and know something about it. But I didn't want to do that, because I'm a writer who writes about people, not about ideas.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us about your writing and your life. Thank you.
Thank you.